This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And tell me if you've been here before. You're at Walt Disney World. Yeah, okay, everyone's pretty much with me so far. And you're waiting in line. Yeah, everyone's still pretty much with me so far, right? Well, you know what? You don't have to be waiting in really long lines. No, you can breeze by those crowds. See everything you want to see without waiting long time. Me, no like waiting long time. Me like going very, very fast on rides and not having to worry about those long waits. And the solution? TouringPlans.com. That's right. With TouringPlans.com, you can see everything you want to see, get around those long lines, and it really will make your trip amazing. And we've got a special discount just for our podcast listeners. That's right. You, well, not you, but you get a discount. If you use discount code ZUZU2014, ZUZU2014, you'll save 21% off a subscription to TouringPlans.com right now. So go right there, TouringPlans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Monday, October 27th, 2014, and this is episode 1414 of WDW Today. I am Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show is Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringPlans.com and co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
If I ever meet one, I'll ask him.
Finding Nemo the musical.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Come on. Easy.
All right.
Also joining us on today's show, Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, and he is also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, man?
Len, how was Greensboro, North Carolina this time of year?
It's beautiful. It's in the low 60s for the highs, the upper 40s for the lows. The leaves haven't quite fallen yet. The pecans on my pecan tree are ripening. The squirrels haven't yet eaten all of them. It's a good time.
Pecan. Nice. How are you painting your rumpus room?
I've just got paint all over my rumpus.
Nice. Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio Control. Mike.
See, up north we call them pecans.
Pecans. I could probably have literally a bushel full of them.
Wow.
Do you make pecan pie?
I'm going to actually garnish my squirrel with them. The squirrels are all over. They're eating them so fast. When the shells fall, they look like snow. I mean, it's really, you have to watch. I'll make a video of it. It's really crazy.
On today's show, we are previewing the month of November in Walt Disney World. And if you're going down to Walt Disney World in November, it depends on what time you're going. Odds are you're probably going in the latter half, but it's quite a difference depending on when you go the year in November and what time in November. And when you're looking at crowds, Len, it's really just, man, what a difference a week makes, huh?
Yeah, really. The first week of November, like let's say the Saturday, Sunday of the first weekend, is okay. Beginning of the first week is okay. Towards the end of the week, you've got the first set of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parties. You've got Jersey Week, you've got Veterans Day, all coming up. It's really crazy. But then after that, the middle of November, like you said, for about 7 days, from like the 16th through the 22nd, that week is beautiful. Then after that, it's Thanksgiving week, and it gets crazy again. But there's one great week in the middle of November that starts around the 13th, and everything is just beautiful. Then, you know, significantly below average crowds. You've got three or four Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parties. You know, parks are open, you know, reasonably late, 9 p.m. ish, somewhere 11 p.m. on the weekends for the Magic Kingdom. But then after that, yeah, it gets super crowded for Thanksgiving. Yeah. And Thanksgiving is late this year. It's the 27th.
Well, in the United States, of course. Canadian Thanksgiving happened like in July.
July, yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is on the 25th this year, too.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that week before, because Len's talking about how great it is, and he was like, and people are already thinking to themselves now, wow, I want to go that week. But, of course, not many people actually take off that week because no one really takes the week before Thanksgiving off. They're
right
busy with work, or you've got a built-in time off next week, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone's going to take the Thursday off, so why would you take off the week before and then that same day? No, and at this point in the year, let's face it, I mean, not many people have that much vacation time left.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you do, you're saving it for next month, the month after that, which is Christmas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. What's the, Len, what's the What day before Thanksgiving? What's the day during Thanksgiving week that is really the linchpin of crowds?
It's really the Sunday. So if you look at November 22nd, Saturday, we're thinking the crowds are going to be roughly a 3 level, you know, somewhere between a 2 and a 4, depending on which parking you're at. Sunday is the pivot day. Crowds go up to a 5, maybe a 6, depending on the park you're at. And then that week of Thanksgiving, it's 7, 8s, and 9s.
Yep.
Everywhere. So really, the Sunday is like your last good day. If there are people that are traveling for Thanksgiving week, they're typically traveling. Most of them are traveling. Many of them are traveling on Saturday. The rest of them are traveling on Sunday. Everyone starts the touring, you know, on Monday, and it gets crazy from that. In fact, you can kind of see it reflected in park hours. The Magic Kingdom on Saturday has. Is open till midnight, 2 a.m. with the extra magic hours. It's open till midnight, though, on Sunday as well, without the extra magic hours. Then 1 a.m. on Monday, midnight, 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 and midnight. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see those extended an extra hour or so.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about weather during the month of November at Walt Disney World. And if you ask me, it's one of the best months ever for weather in Disney World because it's warm. But the humidity is usually gone by now.
Yeah.
Rain is gone by. It is hurricane season still, but it's not like the afternoon rains like you get in July, August, September, and even October. It can really make it's great to be outdoors in November in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. The humidity shouldn't be bad at all. The humidity actually drops in Orlando from like the mid 80s to the low 60s
mm-hmm.
in November, and low 60s is actually tolerable.
Yeah.
The air will feel crisp. You should have what's fun to do is to walk around at night with a hot cider and look at the lights.
There you go. That's
a thing to do.
And the other thing, of course, is when you're talking about weather in Walt Disney World, you know, it's warm in the daytime. That's pretty much a given all year round. But the good thing about November is it's also still warm out in the evening, like warm enough that you don't feel like you need a jacket or something like that. And that can, like in other months, as we'll see as we move forward here, you'll see that, you know, in the evenings and even in the early mornings, it can really be cold. And then you play this game of like, well, do I want to bring the sweater with me? But then
exactly.
I carry it around with me the whole time.
I'm going to layer, but then what do I do? What do I carry? Yeah.
Exactly.
Scope, but when does the wine and dine happen?
Wine and dine happens on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. So, like you said, that's the last big weekend. And I think, isn't that the weekend that the Food and Wine Festival ends? Right around the 10th?
Yep. Yeah.
But you know what's kind of funny? I was just thinking, Matt, we haven't mentioned this, but this is the 24th of October. In just two weeks, the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights will debut on November 7th, 2014.
Wow.
In just 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of years, if you remember, like if you go back many years, it would alternate between like very early and then sometimes it was like literally the week of Thanksgiving they would put them on. And I actually like it better that they put it on earlier, like this November 7th is the example here this year. I think it's better just to give more time because when they used to do it later on in the month, it really felt like there was not a whole lot of time to see it. And, you know, people going there in the month of November, I mean, the Magic Kingdom's already into Christmas mode anyway, so it's not like, you know, let's not pretend the studios can't do the same.
And this year, yes, one of those special events. They're offering Studios is offering they call it a Frozen Holiday Premium Package. Mm. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. I guess it's something to do about reserved seating. It says reserved seating for the first time in forever, Frozen.
Sing-along
celebration, reserved viewing of the Frozen-themed dessert party, including Minnie, Anna, and Elsa cupcakes, a holiday-themed.
Do you think they should serve snow cones at that? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yellow snow cones.
No, we gotta go ruin it.
$89 per adult plus tax and 15.
Well, the reserve seating gets you down in the front for the sing along, and I don't know what it does for the fireworks, but I'm assuming it's just as good.
It's $89 per.
Scope, but next time you're down there, you got to take one for the team and go do it.
Yeah, that'll be reunion.
There you go.
Very good. And of course, the other, you mentioned, Mike, that Food and Wine Festival wraps up through November 10th. And we have Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party beginning on also November 7th, 2014. And this is obviously a party that is a hard ticket event at the Magic Kingdom. And it's an event that we've talked quite a bit on the podcast about. And we've done actually many dedicated episodes about it. So you can check the archives for that those particular episodes, but it is happening on select nights, so you have to keep an eye. When you're planning your days, more than anything, you may need to figure out when you're picking the Magic Kingdom day to see if it's a party night or not. Although, you know, when I went, this holds true for Very Merry as it did for Not So Scary, but Len, when you're picking a day, the advantage if you pick the Magic Kingdom on a day that's a party night that you're not going to the party, yeah, you can actually take advantage of very low crowds in the Magic Kingdom that day.
Yeah, so people typically what we find is people typically stay away from the Magic Kingdom on nights when it closes artificially early.
Yeah,
because of these parties. From in most cases, you get towards the end of the party, like the last few Christmas parties, the last few Halloween parties, or you know, on the holiday itself, on Halloween itself. If the party's ever held on that those days, the crowds might be a little bit higher. But yeah, in general, you know, especially like early mid November, when people haven't really started or got in the Christmas Christmas mood or anything. Yeah, definitely. It's a great time to go.
I would go November 13th. That's when I would go.
Why is there any particular reason you picked that one?
Well, number one, it's like we're saying. I mean, the first off, the it's the middle of the. Let me see. The 13th is a Thursday. People aren't really thinking Christmas. The crowds are low. It just makes sense. Yeah. Probably lesser. The ticket would probably be less too, I guess. Yeah.
So, like, Scopo, what day did you say?
November 13th.
Yeah, that's going to be a great day. The Magic Kingdom opens early, so you know anyone who's who's staying on site will probably say, "Well, you know, we'll just go early in this way. It's not a big deal if we leave a little early because the park is closing early." But yeah, no, and no one's going to be on that at that party. Should be good. Should be a lot of fun to go to.
Let's talk attraction refurbishments that are coming up or ending or however the case may be. And of course, one of the big ones is in the Magic Kingdom. The railroads are reopening because they had been been closed since September. And the stations are all reopening. The finish date is November 7th.
Yep.
So after that, they will finally reopen in the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
Magic Carpets of Aladdin will be closed from November 10th to 21st. So you'll have to get your Dumbo fix elsewhere. And I think that's it for the Magic Kingdom. We've got a Fantasmic will be closed for a couple nights in November. November 19th to 21st. That's just probably just regular maintenance work being done, just a couple days there. What else?
Affection section in is down for a couple of days.
What is affection section?
It's the conservation station, so petting zoo part.
Oh.
What are those dates for Fantasmic, man?
November 19th to the 21st.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
it's not too bad.
Yeah, no, there's not too many closures. When we've done other episodes, we've heard a lot more.
Yeah, the big ones will come in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but LA Prop Cinema Storage Shop Studios is still closed this whole month.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. Mustafa Front should have told you. And Typhoon Lagoon is still closed this month, so if you want to go to the water parks, it's only Blizzard Beach for you. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I mean, it's one of the better – weather-wise, it's really hard to beat. It's just a matter of crowds. I know a lot of people are going down for Thanksgiving. Oh, we should mention, by the way, Thanksgiving in Walt Disney World. We can talk about that. And, you know, certain restaurants in Walt Disney World, usually resort-based restaurants – mm-hmm. are going to have special menus for Thanksgiving if you're interested. They vary, honestly. Generally speaking, it's turkey, but it's not going to be like – there are a few places that actually serve like more of a traditional Thanksgiving meal anywhere in Walt Disney World. One of them I know is always Liberty Tree Tavern. They go for it. But you can usually find a number of restaurants. Usually the resorts that will offer a special Thanksgiving menu. And, again, what that entails depends on the restaurant. But if you're interested in having a – more of a Thanksgiving meal or some sort or special occasion kind of a meal for the holiday. You can definitely check that. As we get closer, I think you'll get a better idea of what your options are. And of course, I will refer anybody looking for food ideas like that to our good friend AJ at DisneyFoodBlog.com for information. You can also refer to what they've done in previous years. They don't really vary all that different from year to year to year. So that might not be a bad idea, but that can be something to do if you're interested in Thanksgiving meal. Otherwise, I mean, really, Len, when you're talking about Thanksgiving, the actual holiday in the parks, mm-hmm. it's just like pretty much every other holiday, you know, where lots of people have off.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. I mean, some people will leave a little bit early to go have dinner. Some people will, come after lunch, if, you know, if they're eating early. Mm-hmm. And then some people will just say, we're going to have our Thanksgiving in the park.
Yep. So I looked up on DisneyFoodBlog.com what they did in 2013. In Tusker House and Animal Kingdom, they offered lunch and dinner feasts.
Yeah.
In Hollywood Studios at Primetime and Hollywood and Vine, they included traditional Thanksgiving fare for lunch and dinner. In Epcot, Akershus in Norway, Beer Garden in Germany, because nothing says Thanksgiving like German food.
Sure.
L'Hôtelier in Canada and the Rose and Crown in the United Kingdom had a Thanksgiving lunch and dinner. And then a couple other restaurants in World Showcase had a dinner offering. In the Magic Kingdom, Tony's Town Square included Thanksgiving fare with their regular lunch and dinner options. And, of course, as I mentioned, Liberty Tree Tavern. And then the resorts, a lot of them had special – nearly all of them, in fact, that have – basically, you have a sit-down at a resort, you're having mm-hmm. a special Thanksgiving menu.
Yeah. The our statistician, Steve Bloom, is going to be in the Magic Kingdom on Thanksgiving with his family. And they've decided, you know, you can bring food into the Magic Kingdom as long as there's no glass or alcohol.
Yep.
He's bringing in an entire turkey dinner to take a picture of it. He's bringing in the candelabra with electric lights, a gingham tablecloth, and all the trimmings. He's getting a turkey and seven sides plus dessert from Publix. I think it's like $20 a person. He's going all out. It's going to be great. He's going to eat it in we're hoping Adventureland, because I think that'll be a good place for photos.
Also, Raglan Road last year had a Thanksgiving dinner special.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God we're not British. What is the?
No, it was a special meal. It was a fixed price menu, $27.95, and you got glazed turkey and Brussels sprouts and cranberry and plum chutney, traditional gravy chutney. Yeah. So,
huh.
This is all for 2013. I just mentioned, but I mean, if I was a betting man, I would bet on pretty much the same thing happening for 2014. Yeah, and then the other thing was in 2013. I missed this part. In the Magic Kingdom, here you can send Steve here if his meal fails. At the Diamond Horseshoe, they opened that up for a special Thanksgiving menu, kind of a quick service Thanksgiving meal.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe they'll do that again this year. Very good. Well, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget, this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And if you're like Steve and you're going down to Walt Disney World, be it in Thanksgiving week, maybe any other weeks in Thanksgiving in November, well, you know what? You're going to want to make sure you stock up on a touringplans.com subscription because, of course, as we said, it's going to be crowded and you want to avoid those big lines. I know I would if I were you. Well, then touringplans.com is the resource. You know what? It doesn't even matter when you're going because, look, we could sit here and we could honestly, it would take more time for us to figure out weeks that aren't busy than weeks that are busy. It would be pretty tough because these days Disney World is a busy place. And that's why you need touringplans.com. Check them out right now at touringplans.com. For Lentesta, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.